We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. Y'all, I'm talking about Alabama. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That would be our friends over yonder at Southern Immediate Care. Multiple locations around North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. Folks, they are everywhere. And oh, by the way, they are open 7 days a week. And they got pretty long hours, too, just so you know. You can get there after work pretty easy. So if you get sick, even on a Saturday, you don't have to wait till a Monday. You can go to Southern Immediate Care, and they will see all ages. I'm talking like pediatric to geriatric. So, yeah, by the way, this is who I use personally. True. I use them personally, and I have used them a lot longer than they've been advertising. The deal is I was so pleased and so impressed that I went to them and said, I could brag on this. Would y'all consider advertising? And it turns out they're owned by a Right Side ruffian. So that worked out quite well. Southern Immediate Care. Listen, you need medical attention even on a Saturday. You look up the location nearest to you, head on down there and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I've got this whole dipper on the Boy Scouts, and I swear, I don't want to burn it in the last few minutes of the show. This is going to be first out the gate tomorrow. So let me do some text messages right now and then tell you about something else that came across my news cycles. Badger from Athens chimed in earlier regarding the UAW votes at Mercedes. He goes, isn't Mercedes a German car company? They may side with the UAW. Badger, come on now. Can't do that, man. Thomas from Athens says, wouldn't it be ironic if there were billboards as soon as possible on I-59 near Chase, Alabama, and other similar locations with UAW president's recent quote regarding anti-Israel? That would be perfect. I think that should happen. I'm pretty sure the people that are opposed to the idea of the union vote need to have billboards, and they need to have Facebook advertising, and they need to, like, you know, do the whole geofencing thing with online ads, and get her done. They should. Thomas, if you know something, let me know. Devin from Brownsboro says, any chance we can get you to do a live podcast on election night? That'd be awesome. Just watch your most recent episode of The Right Philosophy, and you're killing it, my guy. Keep up the good work. Man, Devin, appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. And thanks for watching the brand spanking new video podcast. Yeah, The Right Philosophy podcast. It's a great segue. What a great opportunity for a shameless plug. The Right Philosophy podcast is our brand new video podcast. Episode 5 just came up. It's available on our website, rightsideradio.org. Go to the podcast section, click on The Right Philosophy, and you get all of the episodes available. Devin, I appreciate that, man. Thanks so much. Tom from Huntsville gave me a link to a video that I can't watch right now, but I appreciate it, Tom. Thanks very much. We got a brand new texter, Nofre Patterson. Nofre, glad you're in the line from Lexington, Alabama. Thank you. He says, love your show. Thanks, man. Appreciate you very much. Nofre from Lexington, Alabama. Matthew from Trinity says he disagrees with something. Here we go. He says, I respectfully disagree with your take that tax cuts for child care is a good thing. Okay. Says, my wife's a homeschool mom to our three kids. She's a hero. My kids are better off for the invaluable work she does. Her work is much more valuable and more important than anything she could get paid for. If we had more homeschool moms, our society would be much better off. Nobody loves a kid like a mother. Children need their mothers, and having them separated for 8 hours of government brainwashing each day is a terrible idea. Okay, Matthew, here's where I am going to respectfully come back with you on something. I do not disagree with the majority of your sentiment. I worked two and three jobs when our kids were young so that Charlene could stay home. Later on, she did wind up getting a job at their school, so it worked out perfectly. But here's the thing. Alabama just passed the greatest school choice bill, one of the greatest in the nation, which allows for homeschoolers to receive money for their homeschooling. So if they're going to pay for homeschooling, but knowing full well that some families will go to work anyway, why should we not also incentivize childcare so those kids are in a place that the parents feel good about? So what I'm saying is the state of Alabama appears to have addressed both issues, and I think they did a pretty good job. Anyway, thanks for your input, man. I appreciate it very much. Tracy from Athens says, love to hear Jeff give Dale a hard time. Lots of laughing emojis. I do too. It's epic. Kenny from Elkmont says, regarding the whole gambling thing, says, personally, I don't like Alpha or the AEA or any special interest group affecting legislation. Well, Kenny, I got to tell you, man, get over it. That's what they do. Let me tell you, the Alabama Policy Institute is technically a special interest group down there affecting legislation. The Eagle Forum, the Family Research Council, they all go and do what you can do, and sometimes they can do it for you because you can't do it yourself. I feel certain that at some point you've been a member of an organization and you'd like to know that they had some clout. Here's the other part of this. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. I quickly learned when I got down there that there are lobbyists that I wanted to avoid like the plague. There were lobbyists that I felt like were slimy. They were, and I know it. And if I saw them coming, I might duck into a side room just to avoid the conversation. But there were others that I quickly realized are just like lawyers or doctors or anything else. They have clients, they have patients, they do what they do, and they do it with a purpose. And so they're not all bad. So the idea that everybody down there is bound up in a special interest is just wrong, man. And I know because I've been there for 8 years. And I believe that Alpha was one of the good guys. Alpha, Forestry Association, I could think of a few others that were just, they were dynamically conservative. And if they said something, I generally could take it to the bank because it wound up being right. And rarely did we disagree. All right, let me move on. Jason from Meridianville. A lot of people, including myself, were sold out by unions when Chrysler shut down in the Huntsville-Madison. I get it, man. I get it. We've seen it in other places too. Pete from Decatur says, okay, I guess we're talking about Dale Jackson. All right, I've got a whole litany of text messages here about whether or not Dale Jackson was a Eagle Scout. He has lit the fire. I'm going to tell you right now, if Dale was an Eagle Scout, he would know it. The idea that he thinks he was, but he's not sure. What? Anyway, I think I had lunch, but I'm really not sure. No, come on. Pete from Decatur says, life is below Eagle. So if Dale was a life scout, that's the rank below Eagle. Ken from Rimlap says the same thing. I was a life scout, the rank below Eagle. I don't think he was an Eagle, he says.
I feel like you'd remember that.
I'm pretty certain that would be embedded in your memory.
Something you'd be proud of.
Yeah, like I got the badge. I can prove it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think I went to Ranger School. Did I go to Ranger School? Yes. How would I forget? Keith from Parts Unknown says, Dale is no Eagle. Life Scout's the rank below Eagle. Gotcha. JT Lacey Springs is Grand Counsel. Interesting as usual, as listeners earlier questioned Dale's elevated voice when speaking, could it be his Biden alter ego asking for a friend? A couple more and then I'll move on. JD from Hartsell says, I love Dale Jackson, but if he's an Eagle Scout example, then maybe they should go away. Dale's getting beat up, right? Y'all leave my boy Dale alone. Come on now. Oh, gosh. Now you brought the laughter in. Thomas from Athens says Dale was a Gator Scout. Oh, yeah, he's a Gator fan. He's a Florida Gator fan. Last one for a minute, Dale. John from Huntsville. Phil, when are you going to replace Dale Jackson with Scott Buttram? I have no intent to do so. Scott is a great sous chef for this, but Dale Jackson earned the right to be on the Grand Council with me for the last 2.5 years. Okay. All right. One more. I'll just do one more. Pete from Decatur. I'd be shocked if Dale made it to Life Scout. It takes a lot to get to Life Scout, and everyone else that I know, like everyone else I know, that he was not an Eagle Scout. Okay. I think we have put that one to rest. Let it be said that on Right Side Radio, we agreed with our listeners that Dale was very likely not an Eagle Scout. Okay. Hey, so I got this whole section about the Boy Scouts changing their name. Part of the reason why I held off is late this afternoon, I got a bead on somebody who may be able to come in on the show. I don't know for a fact. I'm working on it. Who can give me some insights on, you know, one of the other groups that's out there that is designed for the sole purpose of providing an opportunity that you don't get by joining the Boy Scouts to get back to the old moral values, to get back to the way scouting used to be, actually. And these organizations, they're great, and we'll see if I can get it lined up. But I wanted to hold the topic and see if I could get that done for tomorrow. I think it'd be worth the time. And this particular one, by the way, is Trail Life. So Trail Life is one of them for boys. And then you've got American Heritage Girls. So I'm gonna see if we can get somebody on to rep that for us here on the air. I think it'd be big doings. But I will have to tell you this. On a separate note, one of my stories that I pulled from my resources said, aside from the Boy Scouts, we're also losing Swiss Army knives. And I thought, what is that about? So when I graduated Ranger School, back in the days when I was young and full of piss and vinegar, when I graduated Ranger School, I went down to a place in Columbus, Georgia called Ranger Joe's. And I bought myself a gift to myself. I bought myself a beautiful black Swiss Army knife. Full set. To this day, I have it. I immediately bought a pouch for it that had a Velcroed, you know, flap because I didn't want to ever lose it. I also, oh, by the way, am still proud of the fact that I have the original tweezers and the toothpick. Anybody can say that for 30 years, they've had the same Swiss Army knife, and it went everywhere with me. It went to Afghanistan. It went to Iraq. It went on every field problem. I carried it with me all the places and still have the original, all the parts, the blades, everything's good. I kept it cleaned and oiled. And oh, by the way, I've still got the original toothpick and the
Do you ever use it?
Man, yeah.
Okay.
Got to pick your teeth.
Didn't know if you had it like in a case and like displayed.
Oh no. No, that thing is, it's in my go bag now. It's in my gotta run, gotta go, bad guys are coming bag. The zombie apocalypse bag.
It's hard to keep up with that little toothpick.
Yeah, that little toothpick, man. So everybody who's had a Swiss Army knife knows you lose the toothpick and the tweezers, but I've got them, the originals, and they've been everywhere. However, it appears that Swiss Army is falling prey to wokeism. What do you mean, Phil Williams? This is not a thing. Yes, it is. Swiss Army Knife is now releasing its knifeless tool sets because too many of the nations in which they sell them are going against bladed items. And I'm thinking, first of all, if you can please show me how many people were injured or killed because somebody pulled out a big old fat Swiss Army knife and took the time to fold out the hand blade and then came at you with it. I mean, did they also go after you with the corkscrew? Did they come at you with the little pocket saw piece? I mean, did they use the tweezers and the toothpick?
Everybody knows it takes about a minute and a half to go ahead and get what you want out of that
Swiss Army knife. It does. You got to get your little fingernail in there and pull that thing out. Victorinox CEO Carl Elsner told the Swiss news outlet Blick last week that rising violence in certain parts of the world has prompted multiple governments now to crack down on what types of blades people can brandish. And I'm thinking, what? What has that got to do with a friggin' Swiss Army knife? It's a Swiss Army knife. It's a pocket tool set. It's how you survive the zombie apocalypse. The Swiss Army knife is, if you have to go somewhere, know how to be able to build a campfire and carry a Swiss Army knife, and you will survive.
So what kind of things, utensils, are they going to put in the new ones?
Dull, blunt stuff, I guess.
Like a spoon, spatula.
Oh, yeah. The one with the spoon was never the real true Swiss Army, but it was kind of cool to have.
Yeah.
Now, this is nuts, man. This is the world. It says in England or in certain Asian countries, you are sometimes only allowed to carry a knife if you need it to do your job or go outdoors. Well, that's what they're for, Mr. Elsner. I mean, I'm talking about the original Carl. This is a family-owned business. The original Carl Elsner, who founded Victorinox back in 1897, of which 500 million units have now been sold, would be rolling over in his grave right now. You can't have a knife. Well, what good is it then? It's not a Swiss Army knife. Now it's just a Swiss Army thing, I guess. Take me to a break, brother. I ran long. We'll do that. We'll come right back. Goodness. Yeah, Jeff from Indiana says, I've never seen a Swiss Army knife that was sharp enough to cut hot butter. No, dude, mine could. I could cut down a tree with mine. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow. Making common sense like a superpower. Got another brand new texter in the line. Hugh from Huntsville says, I'm a trail life troop master. I can put you in touch with our area rep who oversees the troops in a lot of the listening area. I could also reach out to a rep if you want. Yeah, I tell you what, Hugh, I really appreciate that. And by the way, thanks for what you do. I've actually got somebody working on that for me right now who's also a Trail Life Troop Master, and he's probably already reached out to the same people you're talking about. But if you don't mind, I'll text you the contact info here right after we finish the show, and you just forward that to them, and they can get in touch with me just in case we're that way we can double tap it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. JT from Lacey Springs says, a knifeless Swiss tool. It's all good till you need to open a pull topless can. Yeah. Create shavings for a fire. Skin insulation off a wire. It's a paperweight now. See? That's what I'm saying. The knife is the most important part. That's why they call it a Swiss Army knife. You know what happened when Victorinox began making luggage? Everything went to pot. That's what I'm saying. They just got out there and got ahead of themselves. Mike from Florence, Alabama says, he says he's Mike from Zip City. What? Anyway, he says, Swiss, a gift from my son around 25 years ago. Yeah. Oh, a Swiss. Oh, I see what he's talking about. It's actually made by Buck. So it's a Buck tool. That's cool. I like it. And you've had it for how long? 25 years. Man, that thing's got some miles on it too, bro. I can just look at it right now. I can tell you got some dents, some dings, and some time. And it's got a Swiss quality blade on it. I see that. I like it. And he's got the original. He took a picture. He's got the original toothpick and the tweezers. Awesome. All right. Good for you, man. John from Huntsville says, Dale Jackson's poor performance earns him a C-. Jeff Poor earns an A+ for his awesome Grand Council performance. Phil and Big Rig are today's co-winners with A++, and you have both won a jar of pickled beet eggs, LOL. Also, I just want to say that my weather radio just went off saying there's a tornado watch from my area. That is crazy you say that about the tornado watch, John, because I was looking at the radar because you said that earlier, and I'm seeing like nothing. So
it's bright and shiny over here.
Anyway, all right. Good enough. Just if that's the case, then truly be careful. And then Nofri again. Nofri's texting us twice. I like it. Nofri says Zoo City is right outside of Florence. Yeah, but he said Zip City. So Zoo City would be different. But okay, I'll take it. That's what he meant. Nonetheless, glad to have you both in the text line. Yeah, we got some good. How many people are in our text line now? I mean, we're like, I'd say we're 1,200 or more people just in the text line alone.
Probably.
Yeah, easily. And by the way, in case you didn't know, the podcast, every day, so we do this live show on multiple stations around North Alabama, but we podcast the show. So if you heard a part and you want to hear it twice or you want to send it to somebody, then yes, you can do that again because the podcast goes up every night. Big Rig does a great job streamlining it, getting all the ads out of it, fixing the audio so that I don't sound like I'm breathing heavily in the microphone or something, and puts it out there in podcast form. And it's been kicking. And since he's done that, we've seen like a 25 or 30% increase in our podcast downloads. We're over 220,000 now, I think. So check out the podcast. Not to mention, oh, by the way, shameless plug, the video podcast, the first of a series of video podcasts. Keep in mind, I told you there's more coming. And oh, yes, there is. I expect some announcements in the very near future. But the first of the video podcast from Right Side Media is the right philosophy, and it's available on the podcast tab of rightsideradio.org. You guys are an amazing audience. You make this job fun. We appreciate you. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.